Hello, and welcome to Openly Gamer Theater's Tower of the Ape, a Savage Worlds Deluxe roleplay drama from the producers of Gamer's Table. Be warned, this production may contain some explicit material that may not be suitable for all audiences.
This is Dan. I'm going to be playing Matadai.
This is Shannon, and I'm playing Lovaisa.
Hi, this is Dave, and I'm playing Ronyos.
Hello, my name is Jason. I'm playing Odored Soractus.
And I'm Sean. I'm playing Mofir.
Like many of the drinking dens along the docks, reserved for foreign merchants, the captain's hat lacked the splendor of those more centrally located, but the prices were reasonable and the tables were clean. Unlike most of its neighbors, it wasn't a tavern for salty roughnecks or other sea trash. This is the place where junior officers and destitute captains came to drink, carouse, and gamble. Cosmopolites from a dozen nations were sprinkled in amongst these seamen. Expatriate minor nobles, hard-eyed wanderers mixed with silver-tongued hustlers and paid paramours. Camaraderie here often began and ended in the swing of the outer doors. Stoically staring into his empty stein, Valak sat lost in his thoughts. So wrapped in his own concerns, he failed to notice the dark-eyed man enter and scan the room. His dusky skin darkened brown from the sun, the newcomer had the casual ease of a regular, though no one met his gaze with recognition. Striding from the bar with two foam-topped mugs, he carefully sat across from Valak, who looked up and saw Aura for the first time. His strangely pale eyes pierced into the newcomer's. Aura tried to mask a shudder, but the twitching of his cheek at meeting Valak's gaze betrayed his unease. Sliding one of the mugs across to Valak, Aura cleared his throat and smiled.
"I must tell you, my friend, when we met in Korshamesh, and you told me of what you sought, I thought you were mad."
"Many people think I'm mad. It's just my eyes."
Taking a long pull of ale, he smacks his lips with satisfaction before going on.
"Being an authority on ancient history and lore, I had never heard of the Serpent's Gem. So I thought I'd humor you and let you pay for my way here to Mesantia."
"You're not much of authority at all. You know nothing of what you should know."
His eyes went from staring dreamily into space to focusing on Valak's chest.
"Excuse me, my eyes are up here."
the exact location where the Pale Man kept one half of a jewel more valuable than all the gold in all the vaults in the known world. Aura nodded to Valak, eyes glazed in wonder. Then you showed me the shard, and I felt it. Shaking his head, Aura's eyes cleared, and he met his companion's gaze again. In his intensity, he forgot his previous unease. I have found it, Valak.
Where is it?
It goes by a different name now. You called it the Serpent's Gem.
Yes.
Now it is called the Eye of Set. A Zamorian thief stole it from a tomb deep within Kemi. The thief goes by many names, but it is said that he is the son of Shavatas. He arrived in Argos 3 days ago and is leaving this night to Zamora.
Shavatas and kind of flatbread, I thought.
He smiles. Shavatas is revered as one of the greatest thieves in all of history. So, I know where to find him, and I know he has what you seek. He holds his mug up and he says, to the end of your road, my friend.
It's a somewhat ominous turn of phrase, but I'll take you for whatever you say you mean.
After the toast, he begins to describe this man and says that he has it on good authority that he knows exactly where he's staying and knows that he will probably be well into a drunken stupor in preparation for his journey in the morning.
I love working with the inebriated. They're so easy to guide.
The room begins to take on a darkened, fuzzy appearance.
Motherfucker just poisoned me.
The outer door opens.
He did.
And three dark-robed men enter. Blackness weighing your vision, or his voice fills your ears as the bony hands drag you into the street.
I have done as your master bid and delivered him to you.
The men carrying you stop, and silent tension builds, which is finally broken by Aura's flat voice.
My payment was promised!
All of you are bastards.
A skeletal hand tears open your tunic, and the leather thong around your neck is snapped with a violent jerk.
Hey!
One of the figures hisses in Stygian for Aura to consider himself fortunate that they were ordered not to kill him.
Yes, Aura. Very fortunate, are you?
With his stolen treasure, Aura meets your gaze one last time. And in a language not spoken since Atlantis last saw the sun, he whispers,
the slave is now the master, Valakias.
He spits at your feet, turns, and runs into the nighted street.
I like you.
Adjusting their iron grips, the dark men begin dragging you anew. Nearing the blackness of oblivion, over the rush of blood in your ears, you hear one of the vulture-like men scream and feel his grip grow tense and then slacken.
Are we going to another pub?
Suddenly you are released and left to spill under the flags. Clamor of a struggle finally culminates into the sound of vicious butchery. The strongest effects of the drugged ale are dashed quickly with a splash of icy liquid. Wet and cold, your vision clears to focus on the face of a hard-eyed man. One of his hands holds a cracked wooden bucket. The other, a dripping crimson sword.
Wake up.
Hello.
Are you clear?
Yes.
What is your name?
Valak.
Valak.
They stole my thing.
What did they steal?
It's a thing that was mine. A necklace.
I did not see a necklace. Are you okay? Stand up.
Can I stand up?
You're as weak as a newborn fawn, but... looking around you, this large man is now helping you get up, and you see the forms of three dead robed figures.
Oh, you kill all these three fellas?
You're lucky I came upon you. You shouldn't be traveling alone this time of the night in these parts.
I wasn't traveling alone. I had another fella that I was traveling with. He absconded with my thing and left me with these three bastards.
Sounds like you need more trustworthy companionship.
You seem trustworthy. Would you like to join my adventuring party?
Oh, do not trust me, friend. I only work for coin.
Well, at least you're upfront about it.
You know who these people are that came to get you.
Right.
Black priests of Set. And this man dispatched three of them on his own.
I'm going to search him.
Okay. You find some silver, possibly enough to hire your new friend here. Beyond that, there's nothing else about them.
Okay. I do detest when people gang up on someone in an unfair fight like this. Although if it were me, I would have taken that role.
If they had not drugged me, it would have been more fair.
While we're conversing, I'm going to prop the three bodies up.
Okay.
And defile the hand tattoos.
Okay, using their daggers or...
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Sending a message not to fuck with me, even though you did it.
As you will.
You're a traveling man. You've seen the priests of Set before. You know who these guys are.
Okay.
And they obviously wanted him for some reason.
Pale shadows of what they should be. And weak. Poisoning a man while he drinks.
Where do you go from here, Valak?
Zamora.
Zamora. You're a strange fellow. Zamora. I perhaps might be going that way.
Just kind of bounce the coins in my hand a little bit and look at him.
I don't seem too interested in the coins, but I'm more trying to drag out some more info. This thing which was stolen from you, would it be headed to Zamora?
I believe it's headed to the Zamora now. The scoundrel absconded with it.
I have a offer for you. I, Renyard Duran, shall accompany you to Zamora.
Thank you.
To acquire what was stolen from you.
Wait one moment. You want to acquire my thing from the man who stole my thing and make it your thing?
That is all your business. All my business is to hone my skill and to travel the land and prove my worth. And all I ask in return is a fair share of anything we acquire along the way.
You're going to have a fair share of other things we find. That thing is my thing.
Absolutely.
I'll have your word on it.
The word of a Durand is as good as gold. And you will not find a better swordsman in this dark part of the world.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you have enjoyed this episode of Tower of the Ape. Please check for further episodes on our website, gamerstable.com. Any use of this production for commercial purposes is prohibited. Written credit for music and other properties used in this production can be found on this episode's dedicated webpage. Conan is the property of Conan Properties International, who have graciously allowed us to make this production. Savage Worlds Deluxe is the property of Pinnacle Entertainment Group. Openly Gamer Theater and Gamers Table are trademark properties of Side Tangent Productions.